Today on Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Chav Zayin and Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include: the Gemara continues to discuss several halachas of Rabba regarding Nizakin. The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir of Rabban regarding Hiku Asar ben the Adam Asar Maklis. If 10 people beat a person consecutively with their sticks until he died, is the last person Chayiv Misa? The Machlekes regarding the Chi of Kaifer. If a Sher Mu'ud killed a person Bidmei Nizik, is Kaifer assessed according to the Nizik's value? Or Bidmei Mazik, is Kaifer assessed according to the Mazik's value? Ein Chayiv Ala Baishis Achei Miskaven, one is Chayiv for Baishis only if it was intentional. If a person placed a burning coal on someone and he died, he is potter. However, al big day ben nisraf chayiv, if he placed a gacheles on someone's garment and it was burned, he is chayiv. The Mishnah's halacha of hamenich esakad b'shus harabim uba'acha b'nitkol b'shavara potter. If someone placed his jug in a public area and another person tripped over it and broke it, the second person is not liable. If the second person was injured, the owner must reimburse him for the damages. The reasons as to why he is potter for the broken chavis, and we don't say Iboil Eliyune Mezel, he should have looked where he was going and moved away from the chavis. Avet Inish Dina Lanafshei B'makam Pseida. All agree in a case where a person might suffer an irretrievable loss that he will not be able to recover in Beis Din, he's not obligated to wait until he can present his claim before Beis Din, but rather he may take the matter into his own hands to prevent the loss. However, Shalai B'makam Pseida, where he will not suffer an irretrievable loss by waiting, there is a machloikis. Regarding monetary matters, we do not favor the majority, but rather the one who is muchzik possesses the money.